Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap for Wednesday, December 4th, 2024. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, here to provide you insights on the latest happenings and developments in Australia's financial services industry. Let's kick off with AAMP's current transformations, a key development driven by its sale of the licensee arm to Intierity for an impressive $10.2 million. This transition, carefully curated with advisors, will transform AAMP Advice and AAMP Financial Planning to a new identity, being termed as NewCo, under the leadership of CEO Matt Lawler. The plan underlines a mechanism to sell AAMP's 30% equity in NewCo to advisors, prioritizing advisor engagement and minimizing disruptions. Renowned leaders Neil Younger and Glenn Castenson from Entirety will bolster NewCo's future, pushing AAMP into new territories. Keep an eye out for an exciting rebranding announcement early next year. Next, Australia's superannuation assets have reached a new high. As of September, these assets climbed beyond the $4 trillion mark, an elevated 13.4% increase compared to last year's figures. Contributions have been solid and consistent, with a combined surge from employer and member contributions. Australia's robust economic environment and growing engagement in retirement savings are driving forces behind this growth. By setting a global example, Australia might just be steering the direction for future global pension funds. The Reserve Bank of New Zealand is hinting at a significant reduction, with expectations to decrease the official cash rate by 50 basis points to 4.25%. This action is seen as an effort to address spare capacity, inflation, and secure alignment within the neutral range of 3 to 4%. While some are forecasting additional cuts by February, the Reserve Bank is vigilantly watching economic indicators and exercising careful judgment. Lastly, a concerning development emerges in Australian insurance trends. With rising living costs, Australians are cutting corners, and alarmingly, life insurance is falling victim to these measures. Less than half of Australians hold life insurance, with a large percentage opting for motor and home insurance instead. Christine Cupid, CEO of the Council of Australian Life Insurers, raises the alarm and underscores the advice accessibility crisis, hence calling for affordable financial guidance, an issue the federal government is keen to alleviate. That's all for today's update. Stay informed and make the best financial decisions with Financial Services Online. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more insights. Till next time, this is Paige Estrotori signing off.